Okay, today's daf is Vachem daf Ayin Zayin, and we are on Ayin Vav Mavez, a couple of lines up from the bottom. We'll start again. And again, today's shears, L'Rafua Shleima, Tinok ben Rachel Esther, and Eliyot Svi Halevi ben Malka, L'Rafua Shleima. Okay, so let's start again from Amos. Starting from Amos, a couple of lines up from the bottom on Ayin Vav Mavez. So we're talking about a case where we don't know exactly what to do with an animal that were with a carbon. It might be a carbon, and Rabbi Shimon says in this source that was quoted from Rabbi Shimon Omer Lamachras, maybe Hashem Avuluko Imo, we don't know if he is a, we'll go with Rashi's Pshat, we don't know if he is a Mitzora Muchlat or a Mitzora Muskar. We don't know if he has to do the Avoda. So on the one hand, we want to do the avoda because it's tikkun gavra. We want him to be able to eat karbanos and to go to the Beis HaMikdash and have a tikkun for and be machshir him to allow him to do whatever he needs to do. But on the other hand, he might not be a mitzvah mochlata, that he's going to be doing avoda and using oil and doing things that and being in the Beis HaMikdash that are not needed. So the Gemara says he should have in mind that either it is an asham from his mitzorah, and then the oil is from his avoda of taras hamitzorah, and if not, the asham should be shalmei nidava. That is what the Gemara said. And the Gemara now went through each and every detail of the avoda. What about this? What about that? You have to cover your bases. If he's not a mitzorah, so then it's the oil is a nidava. And what you buy an oil that's given as an adava, you have to do kmitza. The Gemara says you did do kmitza. Again, we mentioned the machlokas, different views. What is kmitza when it comes to oil? The Tosfos Yatav we mentioned in Menachos and Perek Yud Beis holds the shear of a komets. The shear of a komets, that's how much you pour off. That would be the kmitza of oil. But don't you have to do kmitza? The Gemara says, okay, you do kmitza. The Gemara says, but maybe he is a mitzora, and therefore you need the seven matanos on his thumbs and on his ears. And he says, okay, you do that. The yoiv sa'ai v'chasole, but then you're missing some before you continue the avodah. The Gemara says, you're right, you fill it up. Ma'isi purtum all you like. Well, we'll get back to that Hashem today, so it's important to remember that avodah. Don't you need to be maktir the kmitza that you took off, the little oil that you took off? If it is shemen shel nedava, you had to have that kmitza, and you have to burn that on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, yeah, you did that. You did off kmitza, and you burned it on it, and you have to burn it on the mizbeach. So now the Gemara says, when is that haktara taking place? That's what we're up to right now. Let's start again. Amos, when is that haktara taking place? Ibas or Mano Sheva, if it's after the Kohen, put the Matro Sheva on the Mitzorah, so you put the Mano Sheva, and now you did the Kmitza, and then you're going to do the Mano Sheva, and now you're going to be Maktir, the Kmitza that you have left. But one second, Havi Luhu Shirayim Shechasru Be Kmitza LaHaktara. But then, this is considered, right, once you do the Kmitza, whatever is left over is considered Shirayim. And if you did the Avoda of the Matanos of Sheva, so then, whatever's left has full-fledged status of shirayim, and there's a halacha that if the shirayim gets chaser, if they're lacking something between the kmitza and the haktara, you can no longer do the haktara. Vein maktirin es hakomets aleihen. You're not allowed to do the haktara for the komets if you're missing some of the shirayim, and here you're missing some of the shirayim because you used it up for the manusheva. And he code the manusheva, and if you want to say, okay, you do the haktara before the manusheva, meaning you do the kmitza, and then you're makdir it, and then you can use the leftover oil for the sprinkling the matanas sheva. No, but then that violates another principle. Kol shemi menu leishim harehu bebal taktiru. Anything that is mi menu leishim, anything that's supposed to be huktar, that anything that is left over is supposed to be consumed. And here, what are you going to do with it? You're not going to consume it. You're going to put it on the mitzora, on the potential mitzora. So again, isn't that a violation of that principle? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda Breder Shimon Ben Pazi, Demasik Lehu L'Shem Eitzim. Masik L'Shem Eitzim, you make a tnai. Make a tnai when you do the hazaos on the mitzora. Masik Lehu L'Shem Eitzim. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, like Rabbi Eliezer says, in a different context, Rashi says that we quote the original context, even though what we're trying to say is not L'Shem Eitzim. L'Shem Eitzim is as it says in the next Mishnah, that you're makter something on the Mizbeach, not as a korban, but just with Tanai that if you don't need this, this should just be extra fuel to burn the rest of the Evarim on the Mizbeach. This should just act as fuel. So here we're not talking about burning Karbanos. We're not talking about burning anything more. We're talking about being Mazeit on the potential Bitzora. But it's the same principle, Rashi says. So the Rashi is the top Rashi on Ayin Zayin Amon Aleph. Rashi says, Vaydenaka Lishna de Eitzim, for no lo naka Lishay Mayim. You're sprinkling it not to do a specific avoda you have in mind, but it's as if he's just pouring a little water. Misham lishta dekra the osfei bival taktiru nakalai. Just says the original context, which is based on the psukim, and that's why it says it. But really, it means the hazaos kilu hein mayim. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says. He says, the Matzagulu Shem Eitzim, what we do is we are, do the Matanos. The Kohen does the Matanos on this Mitzora, Lashem Eitzim, which means having in mind that if it's not a Mitzora, that this should just be like a water sprinkling and it shouldn't have any, halachic significance. Titania, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lareach Nichoach, Iata Ma'alef. I am not allowed to be Maktir, Lareach Nichoach, as a carbon, something that is not supposed to be burned, something that may be eaten. But I can be makter l'shem eitzim if I'm in a bind. If I don't know exactly what to do, if I have a mixture, if I have a suffix, so that's why I'm allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, v'ha'ika shirayim. So question, let's go back for a moment to what we said originally. What did we say in this case? We say that you have to do the kmitza on the oil. And then what do we do? That it's chaser. So what do we do after we do the kibitza on the oil? We add some more. Before we do the matan sheva, we add some more. But after this whole process is done, what's the halacha? All the leftover oil goes to the kohanim. As we know, all shirayim of the mincha and of the oil go to the kohanim. But what's that going to ask the Gemara? The shirayim of the oil, all shirayim of oil, or of the mincha for that matter, are only mutter because there was kibitza done to this. Once kmitza is done, so then the rest are considered shirayim, and they're mutter to the kohanim. But here you have a little bit that was added in after the kmitza, just to fill the shear before we do the matnah sheva. And if that's true, then the little oil that was added in didn't have kmitza done to it in order to be mutter it. So how do we give all this to the kohanim? This part of it that's in there, that's usur. V'yayika shirayim, deboi malinhu, that we needed to fill in, as we mentioned earlier. V'yika hachpurta, delokabitzi lavei. And there's a little pit that the kmitza was not done for. So how could the kohen partake of it and eat it all and use it all? Ask the achronim, what about bittel? Right, you put a little bit of oil in and isn't there bittul baro? You have to. This isn't. Wouldn't be considered. We know the principle. Gemara Maseches Beitza. Ei mevatlin iser lechadchila. You're not allowed to be mevatlin iser lechadchila. Meaning, not allowed to take a dvar iser and then create a circumstance where it's going to be batel. Not allowed to do lechadchila. And if I did, probably an iser drabanan. According to most, there is a raiva that says it's an iser daraisa. There's an avnei miluim that says that it's an iser daraisa when it comes to truma because of mishmeres trumosai. But in any case, that's not what's happening here, right? Why do we say mevatlin iser lechadchila? Because y'all had to maze it, try to get do something that you're not supposed to do. But here, you're just following protocol. Here, you're just putting the extra oil in because that's what you're supposed to do. It happens to be that it's only a drop of oil, and therefore it should be batel. But it's not that you should be fined that you created the bittel circumstance, so therefore we shouldn't allow bittel to take place. Unless you say, even though it's you. We understand because you created the situation. You wouldn't apply bittel either way. The Bir Yadav here quotes the Dam Zvach, Achronim that says that maybe we should say, why don't we say bittel barov here, right? And the other some Achronim say, well, maybe it's based on the Gemara in Beitza Daf Lamed Ches, right? Meaning what? He quotes the quotes Achronim here in the Bir Yadav that Hektish has the status of Mamon. Status of Mammon, not the of Isser, has the status of Mammon. And we know the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says that Mammon is not Batel. Let's say somebody owns a major property and somebody owns a tiny little property inside his property. We don't say Bittel Barov there. Rashi says there in Beitza, Daf Lamed Ches, explaining that Gemara, Mika Madamis Isura La Afsude Mamona, Isura Amar Rabbanon Livtel Baruba. Avo Mamona, Lo batil muad barov Leo's kanui mamon hamuat lebailav shel meruba. You don't apply bittul berov when it comes to mamon. You only apply it to iser. So if you say hektish has the status of mamon, not just, we don't just look at it as isurim, we look at it as mamon, so then we would say that there is no bittul. Right? The Ola Shlomo here, Shlomo Lipschitz says, maybe it's a davar she'ish l'matirin. Hektish is davar she'ish l'matirin, efshar bipidia, and that's why we wouldn't apply bittul berov, because hektish is a davar she'ish l'matirin. And just remember the machlokes Rashi and the Ran about davar she'ish l'matirin, why there is no bittul by a davar she'ish l'matirin. Rashi being the shita, Rashi the beginning of Beitza, which tells us that there is no bittul by davar she'ish l'matirin because you might as well wait. Why should you need to rely on bittul? Just wait, and then you can be mutter anyway. Or the other lumdish approach of the Ran, where the Ran says that bittul only takes place where there is a clash, where there is an isser and heter. Esser falls into heter. That's a davar she'ish that's where bittul takes place. But if two items can coexist with each other, so then there wouldn't be bittul. That's what the Ran discusses. I think the Daf Nun Beis, where the Ran says the mashal given of Rebbe Yehuda, ein dam avatal dam. If you have two items that could coexist with each other, the dam, right? That's why he says min b'mino lo batel. So he says even according to the Rabbanan, who don't pass it like Rebbe Yehuda, would say that by a davar she'ish l'matirin, it's too close to a heter. It's an iser beheter, but the iser has heter elements, and therefore we would say it's not batel. The two could coexist. Davar she'ish l'matirin. That's what the Ola Shlomo suggests here, that hektish is a davar she'ish l'matirin, and that's why there is no bittel. But that's related to pshatim, why there wouldn't be bittel amongst the achronim. So let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, after I did the kibitza of the oil, so then the rest of the oil is mutter, but now we said you have to add in a little bit to be mashlim what's left, so that little bit, it didn't have kibitza done to it, so why should the kohanim be able to partake of everything that's left, and there's no bittel that takes place, as we just explained. Answers the Gemara, on the second line, de parik lay. No, they, oh, you're right. You're podeh that little oil. You put a little oil in, and after that little oil is in, you're podeh. You take some money and say wherever that oil, the oil that didn't have kmitza done to it is, it's chal on this money. So therefore, it's chulin, and therefore it's chulin. It's not a problem. That's what Rashi says here. De parakle vaomer im eino mitzora halug nedava. If the person is not a mitzora, then the lug is just a nedava of oil. Hare masha usafti shelo litzorech mechulu amos alalu. The extra oil that I didn't have to be add in. Because if he's not a mitzora, I don't need a full what's left in order to do the matnos on the bahonos of the mitzora. If it's just a lug nedava, so then what I added in is mechulal on these mos. And then Rashi adds, but there's a problem here. Wasn't this oil put into a kli sharis, and therefore, if it's in a kli sharis, how can it be nifta? How can you redeem it? How can you be mechalit onto money? So Rashi and Tosfos discuss that issue here. It says Rashi, the kli sharis in mekachim elami daas. A kli sharis only sanctifies what's in it with the knowledge and with the ratzon of the person putting it into the kli sharis. Vizeh lo nasdu l'to chalog amanashi kachenu alog im eino mitzora. And here, the person putting it in, the Kohen putting the oil in to the klishares, has das, that's tola, that's a tanai. So, there is pidyon there. If he put it in, and it has kedushas haguf, period, then he can't be podeh. But here, he put it in, not knowing, and thinking that it might not be needed to have kedusha, and that's why it doesn't achieve kedusha. Klishares is only mekadesh, ela midas. Remember, we mentioned weeks ago, haven't mentioned it recently, I don't think, weeks ago, the discussion of why the difference between an animal and a mincha. And a mincha, right, the Ar Sameach said, why does a mincha only achieve status by in a klishares, not with kedushas peh? If I makdish my flour, it doesn't achieve kedusha yet until it goes into the klishares. While by an animal, right, when I say the animal is kadosh, it's a carbon automatically, rock with kedushas peh. So the Brisker Rav gave one answer, but the Ar Sameach's answer in the Chedushir of Meir Simcha was that by an animal it's one unit inherently. It's one animal. You don't look at an animal and say, oh, there's a neck there, and there are front legs there, and there are back legs, and there's chela. No, it's an animal. It's one unit. While by a mincha, it's every particle of flour is a different particle. It's not a unit. What binds it together? That's why you need the klisharis. The klisharis is what binds it together in terms of creating a whole. So Rashi here says, though, that the klisharis is only makadesh it where there is da'as of the person putting it in, and if not, so then pidyon would be possible. That's Rashi. If you look in Tosfos gives another approach. Tosfos going over to the on top. The last few lines, words in Tosfos on the previous Amud, Tema, Vakadosh Kedushas Aguf, Delog Havi Klisharis, Kedamrin Parakama de Menachas, right? So how is their pidyon? So Tosfos says on top, Yesh Lomar de Klisharis, a Makachin Ela Malayin, Delog Mitztareif, Lehiskadesh, Haipurta, Ima Acher, Shekfar Niskadesh. When does something become Kadosh? If you have a hole, you fill it up and you're being Makdashit right now. But here, where everything else is already kadosh, and now you're just adding this in, so maybe that wouldn't work in the regular rules of kiddush. Again, in Makachin el Malayin, de lo mitztarev lis kadosh, haipurta im acher chakvar nis kadosh, it's already nis kadosh, the rest of it, so therefore, it wouldn't work, in terms of the kedusha in the normal rules. Okay, so either way, so the Gemara says you redeem it. So now the Gemara says, when do you redeem it? Right, we're spending a lot of time trying to figure out this case where the guy doesn't know if he was a Mitzvah Mavada, Mitzvah Mukhba, what does he do about his karbanos? So when do we redeem it? Tapark Lehecha, ask the Gemara. I gavoi, if he's already inside the Beis HaMikdash, right, he pours the login, which is the pashtus, he's already inside, come ayochulu lazara. So what's going to be? You're going to be poda, it's then that little oil. You're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash in the Azara, and it's Chulin. You're allowed to bring Chulin into the Azara? We are creating a circumstance here where we are bringing Chulin in Lazara. We didn't actually bring it in, but we're doing something now to cause Chulin to be in the Azara. Right? So therefore, that wouldn't be allowed, would it? We'll talk more about that. We did at the end of the shiur yesterday, but we'll review that. Let's just continue. I avroi, and if it's outside, if shlevi yotzeis, and the whole, if it is a karbon, so then it's shlevi yotzei, right? You can't have any karbon outside the Azara until it is mutter, like Hashi Kalim for Basar for your Yisrael. So where I say the Olam Gavoy, really it's inside V'chulin Memela Havyin. You're allowed here because, as we just alluded before, you're not bringing the chulin in. It becomes chulin. Is there an iser to memela have chulin in the Azara, or just the act of bringing it into the Azara is the problem? So the Gemara assumes that the actual bringing it in is the problem, not just having it and causing it there to have been in the Azara. So that's why we are allowed to do it. The Achronim again ask, I mentioned this yesterday already, isn't this kind of like a Darashena Miskavein? Right, what are you, what am I doing? I'm being podeh because I want the Kohanim to eat it. That's what I'm focused on now. I'm not focusing on making it into chulin, right, for no reason. I'm just doing something because I'm trying to get rid of a problem. Memela, it becomes usser, becomes chulin ba'azara. But isn't that a Darashena Miskavein? And if you want to say, the Achronim continue, what about psikresha? It's vaday going. You don't have a choice here. It's vaday going to become chulin. So it's not a davar shem miskaven, it's a psik resha. So then maybe it should still be a problem, right, to do it. So I saw the Dam Zvachim quoted here in the Bir Adav says, V'yafal pisha davar shem miskaven kisha vaday naso iser asur, right, imodir b'shim b'psik resha, right, it's a psik resha, and therefore it should be asur. Maybe that's what the Gemara's question is, kamalaya chulin asara. But psik resha is only asur by isurei daraisa, but by isurei drabanan, the Trumas Hadeshin quoted in the Magen Avraham in Hilchah Shabbos says, psik resha by isurei drabanan would not be asur. And therefore, again, that's a machlokas, but if you say that, so then here, says the Dam Zvachim, for sure, having it in the Azara, and bringing it into the Azara, not l'shem avoda, at most, would be an Issur d'Rabbanan. The Issur HaKrazos Chulun L'Azara, below Akravaso, Einu Elami d'Rabbanan. The Afilu Maya Minatora, and if it was Minatora, it would be Batal Barov Midaraisa. So therefore, Lamaisa, what's the issue here? What's even the Havamina of Kama'ayel Chulin Ba'azara? That's his question that he deals with getting into Davashin Miskavim, Sikresha. It's not 100% clear because it could be that this is not what we would call Davashin Miskavim. This might be closer to Malacha Shein Esricha Lagufa. Again, this is a little tricky, as we know in Hilchos Shabbos, how to define Malacha Shein Esricha Lagufa and a Davashin Miskavim, Sikresha, Delo Nichale. Usually we say, Davashin Miskavim is when you have Act A, which would cause Act B. Yeah, that's a Davashin Miskavim. I drag the classic example where I drag a bench, and it's a soft ground, not soft ground, but the dragging of the bench is Act A, and making the hole in the ground, making the chritz is Act B. That's a Davashin Miskavim. Mlachashin Srikhala Gufa, at least according to Tosfos and other Rishonim, is where we're doing one act. It's the same act that was done in the Mishkan. It's just for a different purpose. Right? According to the simple understanding of the Gemara, I am digging a hole and I want the dirt. I don't want the hole. Or I want the hole and I want the dirt. If I do it for the same act, digging a hole. But why am I doing it? I'm catching an animal. Either because I want to catch the animal, that's why Seita was done in the Mishkan, or I want to prevent it from biting or hurting somebody. The same exact act, but it's a different kavana. So here, Pashtus, it's the same act. Here we'll probably be closer to Malach Shein Esricha Lagufa, and not so much Davar Shein Miskavein, because it's the act of being, making something chulin, right? It's one act. It's not like two acts. Unless you could always separate things. But again, you might say just this is making something chulin. It's not two separate actions. So therefore, maybe it's closer to Malach Shein Esricha Lagufa than Davar Shein Miskavein. But you might look at it in different ways. But this is the a little discussion of the Dam Zvachim in his commentary. Just to one other point, just to mention I mentioned it at the end of Shir yesterday quickly, but the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara, the Rambam I mentioned in Hilchos Shechita, discusses that the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara, but there is a line of the Rambam that I did not read yesterday that is somewhat controversial and unclear what it means. Again, the Rambam says in Perek Sheni, second Perek of Hilchos Shechita, B'chol makom muter lishchot, chutz min ha'azara. You could shecht anywhere in the world. Chulin animals, this is Hilchos Shechita. You could shecht anywhere in the world except in the Azara, except in the Beis HaMikdash. Every other place in the world you're allowed to shecht. Chutz min ha'azara, she'en shoklin ba'azara, ala kachim izbeach bovad. Only kachim izbeach. Aval hachulin asul shachtan ba'azara. Bein behema, bein bechaya, bein of. V'cheinu omer bevasar taiva. And that's what it says regarding the basar taiva in the midbar. Ki irchach memcha makom ha sheyivchar Hashem. V'zavachta mibkarcho mitzoncha. V'achalta bisharecha. Halamata shein shochtan basar taiva el chutz l'makom asher bachar Hashem. Right? Outside the spot that Hashem chose. V'zeh shenishchat chutz l'makom hu shemutu l'achlo b'kal ha'sharim. And only what shechted outside is it mutter to eat. Aval ashochin chulin ba'azara, but if I shech chulin in the azara, oso basar tahor, it's not nevela, va'aser behana'a, but it's aser behana'a, kebasa bechala, v'chayotzebo, v'kovern oso, v'afro aser. Sounds like it's aser daraisa. Right, sounds like iser chulin ba'azara, it's aser behana'a, like basa bechala, you have to bury it, v'chulu. But then the Rambam continues, v'lo behema v'chaya belvad. Ela kol hachulin aser lachnisam azara. Not only animals, but you're not going to bring any chulin into the azara. Afilu basar shchuta o peros vapas. Even shechted meat or fruit or bread. Im avar, and then, so that was the issue we mentioned at the end of the show yesterday. Is the Rambam just giving examples of anything? And he could have said anything you bring into the base of Midrash as chulin is a problem? Or is he giving specific examples of items that are fit, are parallel to bring as a karban? Basar shchuta, peros, pas, those are parallels. That's what the Mishnah Lamelech here discusses in this long piece. He says, Ach be'eze chulin hua iser bazeh nechleku arishonim. He says, machlok has rishonim, v'hine mipshat divrei rabbeinu nireh, to call davar shu chulin asar lachnas bazara, anything, af shu davar she'ein dugmas okor, v'gavei mizbeach. Even, you don't have a parallel that's brought al gabei hamizbeach. Acharash bazal bechidush of kasav shelo niru lo ledivrei rabenu. I don't agree with that pshat unless you stick that in. You push it into the Rambam himself. El imkain daito lomar lechem kelachme toda o peros kaperos bikurim. Right? Those could be the examples that he gives. V'toslos in Chulin says, Dafka chazei v'shok, v'chein bikurim, d'dera kedusha maisi lehu, d'avid bu tnufa, v'chein lechem l'tzarach toda. Shu hechsher karban, yesh kpeda, tfei, pavasam avazara shalo l'tzarach. So he goes through this issue, the machlokas we've shown him, and what does the Rambam mean? But then the Rambam adds, v'dvarim elu kulan divrei kabalahim. And this is all divrei Kabbalah. What is divrei Kabbalah? That's always an unusual and special term. Divrei Kabbalah. Does that mean daraisa? Does that mean derabanan? Misora. But he says divrei Kabbalah, and then he adds v'kol ha'shochet chulin bazara oha ochel kezayis mi b'sar chulin shishkudu bazara. So what was the impression from before? Daraisa. What does the Rambam say here? Makan oso makas mardus. We give him makas mardus, which means rabbinic lashes. And that's the problem the Kesef Mishnah has here. I don't understand from the Rambam, Mineu Bey. The Rambam sounds like on the one hand, and he also quotes the Rambam elsewhere. That seems like it is the Araisa, while he says here, Makas Mardus. Mashma b'divir abeda delo mitzvah alamidu rabbanon. Because of Makas Mardus. V'yish l'tamua. He says, what do you understand? Because if you look in Kiddushin, where it talks about trying to get married with Chul Shishkutu Bazara, sounds like when the Rambam quotes that Gemara, he puts it in the category of something that's Asur Daraisa. So what is it? The Yod, he says, who's Al Pazak? Bepera Kei Milchas Ishus, HaMekadesh B'Yisurei Hana'a, Eina Mekudeshes, V'lochilek B'in Shari Yisurei Hana'a L'Chul Shishkutu Bazara. It's only Asur Darabanan, so maybe it should work. Kiddushin on a Daraisa level. So he says, he thinks it is Daraisa, just with Makas Martus. V'yesh lomar delo olam eimel lecha dechul l'shchus chutu bazara mitzri mi Daraisa. It is asa Daraisa. As he says, dvarim elu kula midivrei kabalahem v'haynu shen ne'emru misinai. That's what the Kesef Mishnah thinks is the Rambam Shita. Ayu mashakasav she'enu anush ela Makas Mardus haynu mipnei shelo ne'emar bohem lav. There's no lav mefurish. That's why you're not going to give Malkas Daraisa. But it still means that it is Usur D'Oraisa. So that's the discussion a little bit of the Isra Havas Kulin Ba'azara. Is it only by Dvarim that are Roy Lavodo or not? And is it Usur Daraisa? Is it Usur D'Rabbanan? That's the discussion of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Mishneh Lamelech. Good. Let's continue now. So we figured out you add a little oil. And there's no problem of bringing it into the Azara because it's Memela. It is in the Azara, Lamaskat, at the end, Memela, but you didn't actively do it, so that's why it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, but 1 second. Let's go back on the whole issue here. This is Rabbi Shimon talking, remember. That's where we started, on the bottom of Ayin Vav Ben Aleph. Rabbi Shimon is talking here, and he's the one that says if you have this Suffolk Mitzora, so you make a Tanai. If it's supposed to be the Mitzora oil, then it's the Mitzora oil. If not, it's Shemin Shel Nedava. But we learned later on that Rabbi Shimon says you're not allowed to be Nodav oil. For Rabbi Shimon, aim is not in Shemin. There's no such thing as Shemin Shel Nedava, we learned later on. So how could Rabbi Shimon say that this log should be Nedava, possibly? Answer, Tikune Gavra Shaini. Really, he says, you're not supposed to, but if you don't have a choice, if you have tikkuni gavra, you need to let this guy become mutter to eat karbanos and mutter and to be mukshar in all of the elements of the Beis HaMikdash that he wants to take part in. So that's why you're allowed to do it. Tikkuni gavra shiny. Tosas here discusses, just because of tikkuni gavra, we're going to allow Isur Daraisa. If he says there's no such thing as a Shemin Shel Nedava, so how can we allow it? Right? The little Tosas of tikkuni gavra, Tema. Ida Raisa, Kamar Rabbi Shimon. Ein misnadin shemen hechi shari mishum tikkuni gavra. But you're allowed to just do isurim for tikkuni gavra. The ode and number two, why would it be allowed and how would it work? Kiva de misnadvin chulin gemurin havi. The two interesting questions of Tosas. Number one, it should be asur. Number two, it shouldn't work. Many times discussions of what we might call ha'arama type of discussions, when we talk about selling your chametz, when we talk about heter mechira of land of Eretz Yisrael, when we talk about other areas of potential ha'arama, there are two types of questions that are asked. Number one, is it appropriate? Number two, does it work? Right, those are the two types of questions. Is it appropriate to sell the land of Eretz Yisrael? And does it work? Does that the Mechira fundamentally work? Those are two separate issues. Also by selling chametz. Right, is it appropriate? Should we do it? And number two, does it work? Are you doing the right kinyanim? So those are the two exact questions of Tosfos here about Misnadin Shemen. doesn't answer the question. He said, number one, it shouldn't be done, because Tikkuni Gavra shouldn't just matir isurim. And number two, does it work? If he doesn't allow it, it's a Dida Raisa, how should it work? That's also related to the sugya of Kalmusa Dalavid Da'am Rahman Alo 7. Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani. Maybe it shouldn't be done, and maybe it doesn't even work. Either way, that's the question of Tosas. The Mikdash David in Yud Aleph Beis suggests that maybe it's not that there's an Isser, it's just that there is no mitzvah. Maybe that's how we should understand the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and if that's true, so then it's okay here. I mean, there's no mitzvah, but you know, you can do it, it would work. If it's an Isser, then you have Tosas as Kasha. But if you understand it, that it's not such much of an Isser as a mitzvah, that there is no mitzvah, so then it could be, can maybe be understand it a little better. Okay. Yosef Rav Ruchumi Kamei de Ravina. The Yosef Rav Ruchumi was sitting in front of Ravina. The Yosef Ka'amar Mishmei de Ravuna Bar Tachlifa V'neima. I have another option. Why in this case you have to say maybe it's an Asham, maybe it's a Shlamim? Just say maybe it's an Asham, maybe it's an Asham. V'neima Asham Zeh Yehei Asham Talui. We know an Asham Talui is brought whenever you're not sure. If you did an Aveir, that's Chayeves Achatas. So maybe here too, you should bring an Asham Talui. That's always brought Bederach Safik. So maybe Asham Zeh Yehei Asham Talui. So why do you have to say maybe it's a Shalmei Nedava? Say maybe it's an Asham Talui. And that would be better. Why? Because then it's all one time for eating. Right, Asham, you have day and night. Rashi says in the last few skinny lines, V'hachi shaper tvei, shizman echad la'achilas kal ha'ashamos, v'lo maybe kachem l'beis ha'psul. Right, if it's a shlomim, you have to be machmir with the eating, it will be worse. So why don't you say it's an Asham tali shma mina? Maybe from the fact that it was not suggested, proves to me that this shita, Rabbi Shimon holds, you're not allowed to be no Dave in Asham Talui. Shma mina, man de tana de paligali de Rabbi Eliezer, who is the one that argues on Rabbi Eliezer from Maseches Krisus Daf Chavhei, who says, Rabbi Eliezer says that you're allowed to be no Dave in Asham Talui, who argues Rabbi Shimoni, Dabrahim is Adin Asham Talui. Maybe we found a shita that argues on that shita in Krisus, it's Rabbi Shimon shita, who holds Amos Adim. That's why the Gemara did not have that suggestion here. You can't, the Gemara did not suggest Hashem totally. Answers the Gemara, no, there's no Raya. Amar Lei, Torah. He exclaims, Torah. What does that mean? Rashi says, Klomar Heikan hu Torah shall Adam Gadol Kamoscha. Where's your Torah? Meaning there's an obvious answer. Imri, Bedichri, Michlifilacha. You got confused between lambs and rams. Meaning it's two different karbanos. How can you say, oh, maybe it should be an Asham, maybe it should be an Asham Tali? No. An Asham Mitzora is a Keves, Ben Shinasohu. An Asham Mitzora has to be a Keves 1 year old. How can you say that you should be Master, it should be an Asham Talui, that has to be an Ayil 2 years old. So that's why he says it wasn't even a suggestion. So the Mishnah in Krisus that was just being referred to here on Daf Chafei, quotes Rabbi Lazar Shita, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Misnadiv Adam Asham Talui b'chol yob b'chol eisha yirtzeh. Amazing. Rabbi Lazar holds that a person, even though the other Ashamos are Baal Chait, you can't be no Dera, no Dave, a carbon that's Baal Chait, and Asham Talui you can, according to Rabbi Lazar, b'chol yob b'chol eisha yirtzeh. Why? Because it's just Magein al Yisurin, the Gemara says. See, he says you can do it. V'huaya wrote, said, V'huaya nikra Asham Chasidim. The Gemara, the Mishnah there continues, Amro Olav al Baba Ben Buta, Shayim Isnadi Vasham Tali B'chol Yom. Brother Ben Buta held like this, and he was noded in Asham Talui every single day. Chutz Me'achar Yom HaKippurim, Yom Echad, except for the day after Yom Kippur. They didn't let him bring an Asham Talui the day after Yom Kippur. Right? Amar, and he used to say, Amon Azeh, Ilu Ayyum Manichem Li Ayisi Mevi. Right? If they would let me, I would even bring it today. They told me, though, no, at least wait till you might have done an Aveira. Right? Yeah, well, you need the protection, not the day after Yom Kippur. But that's not what we pasken. V'chom omrim, ein nevi Hashem Talui, ela al shezdono kares, v'shigazo chatas. No, you're not allowed to be no Devin Hashem Talui. That is what the Chachamim say. There is an interesting discussion in the Rambam and the other Rishonim. The Rambam seems to pasken, the Rambam minuchas maisa karbanos, we pasken that you're not allowed to be no Devin Hashem Talui. The Rambam says, what is it doing in minuchas maisa karbanos? The Rambam says, chatas v'asham einan bo'in ela al chait. Ve'einan bo'in b'neder v'nedava. Hare omer, hare alai chatas o asham, o sha'amar hare zu chatas o asham, lo amar klum. Right? Meaning, is that machale between asham talui and the other ashamos? That is the Rambam. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch discuss this as well. Where? When we're talking about Karbanos, they talk about it in the Turin, Yeredeia, in Simen Hay. The Shulchan Aruch says, what if I sheft an animal, chul an animal, but I have in mind, l'shem, a karban? So if it's a karban that I'm allowed to bring, I'm about to be nodir and nodev, so then I'm stuck. The shechita is psula, because I have a chulin animal that I was shochet l'shem a karban. But if it's a karban that there's no way I can be nodir and nodev, then what I'm doing is meaningless. If I shet the chulin animal l'shem chatas, that's meaningless. And the animal's kosher, because you can't shecht the karban l'shem chatas. You can't make a karban into a chatas. It's meaningless. Hashochet l'shem davar she'eno ba b'neder b'nedava. I'm reading from the tour. Kagon chatas va'asham vadai b'chor u'maiser v'tmur shekedasok she'era. The tour, the first line I didn't read, says, but if you're shochet l'shem davar she'eno ba b'neder b'nedava, and he says, o l'shlamim asham talui. So the tour seems to paskin like that b'ben buter b'lazar. The Shulchan Aruch there changes it. The Shulchan Aruch says, does not quote it. The tour, the Ramah quotes it, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Yeredeia and Simen Hay. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you shecht it l'shem kodshim shem misnadvim v'nedarim kemosam, so then it is okay. L'shem ola, toda, pesach, shechitas upsula, because you can be mafresh the pesach whenever you want, v'chulu. But the Ramah then adds in, he quotes the tour. V'yesh postlin ba'asham talui b'chol inyan. We should desfir lehu debab edem benedava. Tour. V'chei mashma das harash, sofer kashochet. Bechulus, that's an important machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramah, based on the tour and the Rambam, based on our issue about being misnadev in asham tali. Okay, let's continue. Continuing next case of mixtures. Says the Mishnah. If there are now limbs, you have evari chatas that are supposed to be eaten by the Kohen, and you have evari ola that are supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach. So what do? You're not allowed to eat something that's supposed to be a carbon ola, and you're not allowed to burn something that's supposed to be a chatas, that's supposed to be eaten. So you're stuck. So what do? So Abeliezer, Omer, that's okay. You can be makter it. Yitein lamala, burn it all. You're not allowed to burn a vare chatas. V'roa ani es besar chatas mila mala kilu en etzim. And I'll view the besar chatas that you're burning, that's supposed to be eaten. I'll view it. Have in mind that it's just fuel. Have in mind that you're not burning it l'shem karbon. And if that's the case, so then there is no isser. The isser is only when you're burning it l'shem karbon. V'chacham momrim, no. V'chacham say no. You're not allowed to do that. And therefore, you just have to wait. Tubar tsurasan, wait till the next day. Wait till it's vadai nosar, and now you burn it. V'yetzla beis asreifa, then you burn it, as you burn leftover nosar, right? You don't, if you have, in the case of, mixtures beforehand, we don't allow you to do that. You have to wait. Fine. My time, Rabbi Eliezer, where does Rabbi Eliezer get this from? That you could burn a ki'ilu ein etzim. So Amar Kor, that's what we started off today with. Ve'el ha-mizbeach lo yalo l'reach l'chawach. The isser of burning something you're not allowed to burn is only if you have kavana l'shem karbon l'shem reich nichoach l'reich nichoach iata maale avalata maale l'shem etzim. You can burn l'shem etzim. V'rabbanan mi'itrachmana osam. The rabbanan say no. Osam. Osam is in the context of the two items that you're not allowed to burn on the mizbeach: seor and dvash. Anything that's chametz, leavened, and dvash, honey, those are not allowed to be on the mizbeach. Oh, some, that, those you have the limit. Hu di'i atamale, aval atamale l'shem etzim. The sa'ar and dvash, you're not allowed to burn on the mizbeach l'shem a karbon, but you are l'shem fuel. Aval midi achrini lo, but everything else is asur no matter what. That's the shita of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer, says no. Osam, what is osam limit to the sa'ar and the dvash? Osam hu derabi l'cha kevesh kemizbeach. Osam, those two include the kedusha of the ramp, is like the kedusha of the mizbeach, to have an iser sreifa even on the ramp. Aval midiach rini lo, but other things do not have that inclusion. V'rabbanan tardish ramina, the Rabbanan said you can learn both from that. Period. The iser of sa'ar and vash is fascinating. He goes in the Sefer HaChinuch, where he discusses the Isser of Sa'ar and Dvash. He says, you know, there are many Isurim and Mitzvahs. I come up with a Tama Mitzvah for every one of the Isurim. This one I find a little challenging. Interesting. Then he comes up with a beautiful suggestion. But it's interesting. He starts off by saying that this one's tough. Sharshe Mitzvah Zu Ne'elamim Ma'od Limso Afilu Remez Katan Mehen. It's very hard. V'ulam b'nei shekvar odeiti b'petzach dvarai. But still, because I told you, my son, shekhavanasi b'ilu ha'ta'amim shani kosev lahargel ana'arim ulahat'im lahem b'tchilas bo'am l'shmo divrei sefer. But because I told you, remember he wrote a sefer, he wrote the sefer achinah for his son. And because he wants his son to learn it with his friends, and I want you to get messages out of it, I'm going to push myself to come up with something for this too. V'al yu lahem ha'mitzvos b'tchila k'divrei sefer chasum. The mitzvah shouldn't be like a closed up book. Pen yivatu bahem, mitol kach, benarusim. You don't understand them, you might just reject them. So I'm going to come up with something here too. So we would think it's not so hard, this one, but he thinks it's a little more difficult. Right? There are other mitzvahs that we would think are harder to come up with, but he has something for everything. Seor and dvash. What is seor and dvash? Seor symbolizes delaying and not doing things right away, and not being a zariz, not acting with alacrity. That's seor, stays away from the mizbeach. And dvash, sweetness, that symbolizes gashmi, it symbolizes ma'adanim, it symbolizes physical pleasures. Stay away from those two. Also, he says, maybe seor and dvash, maybe seor symbolizes gaiva, like the Gemara says, seor shebi isap. Dvash symbolizes resichaso, maybe symbolizes anger in a certain way. Anyway, he comes up with a couple of other suggestions. What is the isser of seor and dvash here in mitzvah kuf yud zayin in the sefer achinah? The Klal Yakar discusses the heter of seor and dvash. It's only allowed by bikurim, and it's allowed by shva and shvuis. So the Klal Yakar there says, because in the right context, gashmis is okay. If you have it in the right context and you channel it in the right way within kedusha, then it is okay. That's the Klal Yakar in Vayikra in Perek Beis. You can look there, Perek Beis Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph, that discusses when it is mutter. Okay, we don't have time right now, but that's the Klal Yakar. Weiter. Masisa de Loki Aitana, our Mishnah, which has the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim about a vare chatas and a vare ola, is a different version than the following version of the machlokes. Machlokes de Loki Aitana, de Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechlo Rabbi Eliezer ve Chachamim, al a vare chatas, and Rabbi vare ola, she yikrivu. All of those, the case of our Mishnah, everybody agrees that it can be hokrav ki ilu hein etzim. But roveya v'nir ba shalo yikarvu. Right, roveya nirba. Also, they should not be sacrificed if it gets mixed up with roveya nirba, items that are usur lagabi gavoa. Almanech luku, the machlokas is about alivari ola tamima shenisarvu beivari ba'alas mum. If you have ivarim of a carbon ola, but ivarim of a carbon ola is supposed to be burned, a tamim, and a very carbon ola that are balmum, that are not supposed to be burned. So that's the machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omar Yikrevu, right? They should sacrifice them. Verani Lamalak Yilu and Eitzim. That's where he says Eitzim. V'cham Omrim Lo Yikrevu. No, it should not be Hokrav. So now the question is, what's the difference? Rabbi Eliezer, Maishno Rabbi Avinirba Delo Chazu Balas Bom Nami Lo Chazu. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we said that Rabbi Avinirba, he agrees, it should not be hokrav. So what's, why is balas mum different? They're both asur lagabi mizbeach. So why are they different? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, bidokin sheba'ayin. Maybe the balmum that we're talking about is a specific in the cataract in the eye, the little mum in the eye, via liba Rabbi Akiva de'amar imal lo yerdu. It's like Rabbi Akiva, sheet of dokin sheba'ayin, that this balmum, you're right, it's a balmum, but if it goes up on the Mizbeach, im alu lo yerdu, as we know, it doesn't come down. We'll get to that by the Shem in the next parak, parak Mizbeach Makadesh. But that is why we would say here, or Blazer would say here, it's not so bad, and therefore be makdir it, l'shem eitzim. Remember, Dokan Shabayin, that's the mum that Bar Kamsa put onto the animal on the way, so it's a mum for us, it's not a mum for the non-Jews, and that's why they got into trouble. But that's why Yidavka picked that mum, the ayin, or on the peh, and once heard the pshat from the Bali Musar, it's Yidavka in the eye and the mouth, because a Jew looks and talks differently. And that's the Dokin Sheba Ayin and in the Pat. Okay, either way, so maybe that's the, it's going to Rabbi Akiva. Says them, wait a minute. Eimer Dom Rabbi Akiva Di Avan. Lachar Chilo Mi Amar. Rabbi Akiva Sheet is only B'di'evet. If it went on the Mizbeach, we'll say Lo Yerdu. But Lachar Chilo to be burning on the Mizbeach, would Rabbi Akiva go so far? So Amar Papa, you're right. Tacha Mayaskinan, Kigon She'alu Al Gabe Kevesh. The case is where it already went on to the Kevesh. That's why we say you can be makdir it, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So then why are you talking about a case of a mixture? It's stam a case. If a Eivar Almum goes onto the Kevesh, we say him, Alavol Yeredu. So the Gemara says, okay, another pshat. No, really, it's based on a pasuk. Yelatayim Eidu Rebbe Eliezer, the reason for Rebbe Eliezer that he allows it is mi'et rachmana. By the, we know there are a number of mitzvot that have to do with Baal Mum. The Torah has a special limud by Baal Emumin. Mi'et rachmana mum bum. And what is mum bum? If you look in the Shida Mukubetzes, bum mum bum hu delo yirtzu ha'ayidei tarovas yirtzu. By themselves, you cannot be makter of Baal Mum. Special din. In a mixture, you're allowed to. Right? It's kind of like other halachas. Vade mamzer versus suffik mamzer. Vade arla, suffik arla. Vade Baal Mum, suffik Baal Mum. Ayidei tarovas yiratzu, you are allowed. And the Shida Mukubetzes here adds, even chad b'chad then. According to this, it's not a question of bittel. It's just a question of tarovas. So the Shida Mukubetzes here says in Oz Beis, v'nira delo itzrich ela b'tarovas chad b'chad, o trey b'trey. Known as Bata Barov, right? Special din of Taroves. Continuing, Verabbanan, what would the Rabbanan answer? They do not allow it. Mum bum, hu delo yertsu, ha'avar mum yertsu. While the mum is on the animal, it's not allowed, but if the mum leaves and passes over, then it's allowed. That's what you darshan. Verabbi Eliezer, he holds that too. Mi bum bahem. Two words. Verabbanan, bum bahem, lo darshi. They don't darshan bum or bahem. Says the Gemara now, Ihachi roeh harachmana achshirei. So that what's the svar of Eliezer? We could view it as if. What do you mean we could view it? The Torah matters it. According to this pshat, the Torah matters a ta'aroves of Baal Mum. So you're allowed to view it. Says the Gemara, Devrayim ka'amar luhu. You're right. He's just talking l'shita sam. Liditi, according to me, Rebbe Eliezer says rachmana achshirei. The Torah allows it. Liditzku, according to you, odili miya, at least you Rabbanan admit to me, Basar balas mum keitzim dami. Midid havia basar chantas. At least admit to me that you can be makter l'shem eitzim. Fine, I hold a maker a dinitz mutter. But you should say, ki'ilu at least l'shem eitzim should be mutter. Answer, v'rabana, no. Hacha mi'isi, hasam lo mi'isi. A baal mum is ma'os l'gabi ha'mizbeach. If it's chantas, okay, this chatas part of it is not supposed to be burned, but it's not ma'us, it's not disgusting. Say for the Rabbanim would say there's a chiluk between Baal Mum and chatas. Period. Okay, continuing. Then the Gemara next case of Ta'aroves. Eivarin be'eivarin ba'alimumin. So again, if you have Eivarim of many olos, Eivarim, Rashi says, shall olos harbe in Eivare olos ba'alas mum, right? What we were just talking about in the Gemara. All right, that's the case here. So you have a varim of tamim that got mixed up with a varim of bali movement. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, im kar rosh echad mehem yikrevu kala roshin. If you were maktir one rosh of an animal, we could assume that that was the one that was a balas mum, so you could be makriv all the other heads. Karaayim shel echad mehem yikrevu kal karaayim. If you were maktir one of the legs, you could be maktir all the legs. This Fasemis discusses, what if you know exactly, you could identify the heads and the legs to the each of the animals, and you were maktir a rosh, could you be maktir the goof of that animal? Is that also, or that one's off limits, or can you do all the other ones? You have to be maktir legs and a head. So he discusses different permutations of this case. Either way, Rabbi Elazar says, once you do one, you're good. The Chacham Omrim know the opposite. Afilu karvu kulam chutz me'echad me'hem yatzal beis asreifa. Even if you were maktir all of them, you only have one left. You're not allowed to assume that the Baal Mum was in the majority. You have to assume maybe this is the Baal Mum still, and therefore you're not allowed to be Machtirit. Amar Rebbe Elazar, and the Gemara adds in, Lo hichshir Rebbe Elazar el shnayim shnayim. Rebbe Elazar only allows you to do two at a time. So then, for sure, at least one of the ones that you're doing is kosher. And once one is kosher, you're allowed to do the other one. Aval echad ve'echad lo. But one at a time, you're not allowed to, because that could be a Baal Mum. Masa Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says you don't get that impression from the Mishnah. V'chachamim omrim afilu karvu kulam chas me'echad me'hen yasul beis asreifa. What the Chachamim say, even if you have one left, doesn't that mean one animal? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar tachlifa, no, azbra lecha my echad zug echad. One can mean one pair, not dafka one animal. And therefore, that could work anyway. There is a discussion, just one other Rambam to mention, that the Mefarshim pick up on, and that is, again, when you're makter something, what's your kavana as you're being makter? The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, in Perek Aleph Halacha Daled. We pass like the Chacham in this Mishnah. Right? You have to, even if you're makter all of them, you cannot be makter the last one. But there's a Rambam in Isurim Mizbeach, where the Rambam says, in the context of Ba'al Yomim, the Rambam says, we know there's an Isra of shechting a Ba'al Mum, and being Makter a Ba'al Mum, and being Zorik the Dam of a Ba'al Mum, all of those. But the Rambam says, he adds in two words, Hashochit Ba'al Mum L'shem Karban Lokeh. The Mishnah Melech picks up on that. Maybe it's Dafka L'shem Karban that you're going to get Malkus. Or Zorek Dam L'shem Karban. Or Maktir. But if you're just doing it for a different reason, like Shemesa, maybe there wouldn't be full Malkus. And the Rambam passes that way, even though we pass it like the Chachamim. Okay, something to think about, but we will stop here. Again, tomorrow's daf will be put up from the last cycle, and we'll pick up then with afterwards. Okay, we will stop here.